from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Speaking of chaos, at Truist Park this weekend, the Braves dropped back-to-back games to the Marlins. They lose 7-0 yesterday. Max Fried back on the hill.
Was it too soon?
No, but I will say this. The line got a little bit uglier than it probably should have been. Luke Jackson comes in, gives up a tater when, you know, the bases are pretty much juiced. And I thought Max, look, I think it was very obvious he struggled out the gate. And didn't have his command. But we talked about Chris Sale the other day. Chris Sale has got the stuff that he can kind of work through that right now. Even when he doesn't have the command, he can kind of, you know, grit his teeth and get outs. Max Fried was not there. He wasn't very sharp. But in the end, I don't know that his line should have looked like 3 1/3 with 5 earned runs. It just wasn't that bad.
So I had somebody, my MGA partner Carter, was talking to me yesterday. And he goes, hey, why not make a rehab start? And I said, well, when you're an all-star, a Cy Young candidate, Max Fried, you get to make the decision you don't want one. And
unfortunately, he's had some IL trips that have afforded him the right to know, you know, his way back from these kind of things.
I thought it was just, in all honesty, I thought it was just command. Yeah. He just was having trouble locating at times, and it just felt like that was a rust issue. Could have a rehab assignment helped him? Sure. But, I mean, that's
Snip
not,
said the same thing.
Yeah. You know, it was a few pitches away from not being bad, really, honestly. You just, and I know that's easy to say, but I'd just assume him do it here and know what you got. I thought overall you did not look good on Sunday. Saturday you just missed winning the game. And all honesty, you still gained 3.5 games in a week. Because Philly did win yesterday, so they're 6 games up. But you gained 3.5 games in a week on them. They are struggling. You're playing a little bit better. You have the day off, which is much needed. Then Milwaukee comes to town. So
glass half full over here with Bo.
Yeah.
Hey, but listen, I don't know where he picks and chooses when to be glass half full and glass half empty. But this is one of the Braves is one of those things he's hanging his hat on. And look,
what
I'm watching.
What am I negative about? Come on, please tell me.
Don't even let maybe pick out the franchises in the city you're negative about right now. I don't want to even go
they
there.
They've given
you just
me
yet.
No positivity.
It's a little bit early. It's a little bit early in the week for that. I'm hoping the Sunday scaries are not back for the Braves. We've covered that back and forth for the last year and a half that they just stink in day games on Sundays a lot of the times. And I will tell you who stuck out to me yesterday. And I'll be honest, you're gonna have to talk me off the ledge about this one. I'm tired of watching Eddie Rosario hit with men on base and in big situations. It seems like every time he comes up, and maybe I'm just picking him out at this point, but I look at Eddie Rosario and I'm like, man, they could really use a big hit here. There's a runner on base, this, that, and the other. And he just, I don't know what his numbers are, maybe 8 for his last 40, it seems like. It's brutal, man.
I feel like he's had some big hits. I don't think it has anything to do with him at the plate at all. I don't think it's anything to do. I think you watch him play the field, and it just irritates you. And here's why. Because Rosario can play some defense, but at times he's made some big defensive plays for his team, including one catch in the World Series. However, there are moments where there are balls hit in the gap, and not in the gap, but in the corner and down that line, that it feels like, is he running or is he just waiting for the ball to come care him and come back to him?
Yeah.
And he's played the outfield a little bit this year, a little bit lackadaisical,
yeah.
I think is the term to use.
I agree.
And then when you see him flail at the plate at a ball that he shouldn't swing at, it all adds up, and it's just like, I'm sick of it. But he has had some big hits. I just would say, remember, he's a guy that you'll see, hopefully, once Michael Harris comes back, you'll see, and right now, Jared Kelnick's not playing his best offensively, but you're going to see a mixture of Rosario, Duvall, Kelnick, and a little bit here and there with Soler mixed in and out, because right. I know they don't want to play him every day yet, although he's, I think, played every day since he came back.
Yeah.
And he's not done a ton yet at the plate, but he's had a hit there. He had a hit the other night, Friday night's comeback win.
All I'm saying is I'm ready for Eddie Rosario to have a day off. That's all I'm saying.
I think so is everyone in the organization. Yeah.
This hour brought to you by
Eddie.
Morgan & Morgan Injured Hire, Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. We roll on here from Flowery Branch. We're going to talk Olympics coming up next. One of the most incredible days in Olympic history yesterday. Who won by a mile? And who won by the skin of their teeth. We'll cover that in the morning shift. Stick with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.